Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is a blessing and it is a privilege to be here on this talk radio this morning. This is your host, Rose Ballas, coming up from Florida. And I must say, it is a beautiful day. Seems like it rained here last night, so we thank God for rain, which waters and replenishes the earth. And it's a beautiful sun shining here, rising from the east, from the beach. And you could feel that warmth of the sun this morning. So that's much to give God thanks for. And wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, just know, beloved, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that whatever you may be going through, hold tight, beloved. And I know sometimes you may not see the breakthrough, but just trust in the Lord, beloved. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path. This morning, I just want to encourage somebody. I just want to say, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, I praise you this morning. I praise you, for you are our deliverer, your provider. You are our protector. And there is no God like our Jehovah. There is no Savior that can save like our Yeshua, our Jesus. And Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning, Father God. Thank you for calling me to come. Thank you for letting me know, Father God, it's time. It's time to pick up the phone again. It's time to get back on the radio show. Time to continue to discover revelation and to pray. And I just want to say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. For you are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. And I glorify your name. Father God, you saw, you know, you delivered, you blessed, tithed. Beloved, know that we serve a God who is a real parent unto us. Know that He sees us in our distress as much as He places us on the plateaus, on the highs. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for the gift of life once more, not only for myself, but for my husband and our children and the unborn babies. I want to thank you for the mothers that are out there that have said yes, Lord, to life and are giving birth to beautiful babies, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you'll cover those babies this morning. Cover our pregnancies this morning. And may no weapon, Lord, form against our unborn children prosper. Father, we give you all the glory this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanksgiving, because you alone, Father God, are worthy of our praise. And we praise your name this morning. We praise your name in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And beloved, we're looking at Discover and Revelation. And I don't know if you've been following the series. Maybe you've been listening to the archive prayers. Again, my name is Rose Ballas, and I am your host here on blogtalkradio.com. foley/rosedallaspray. But I must tell you that, you know, I have been coming up under attacks ever since I started the prayer call, but even so much more since I've been doing the Discovering Revelation series. I mean, literally my body gets fatigued when I have to do the work on the computer. It's almost like my mind wanted to just say, you know, do this another time, or why bother? I mean, my body literally gives way. But beloved, you know what I've learned to do? I've learned to recognize that and cry out to the Holy Spirit of God. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is so faithful, beloved. And I know at times we neglect to just cry out to God. We may want to cry out to man, or we may want to give up, not give up permanently. Okay? And I say that because at times we do get discouraged and we do stop for a moment. But God is faithful. Okay? So I don't want you beating up yourself, beloved. We're going to pray prayerfully, go through Discovering Revelation this morning, and we're going to speak the face of our Lord. Okay? And Father, I just want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for your love, because your love, Father God, has brought us through so many obstacles. We thank you for vindication, because when we pray, vindicate me, beloved, when we leave our battles for the Lord to fight, know that he will fight them. Know that he will right the wrongs. Know that he will justify us. And I'm sharing these things this morning because, like I said, the last time I did Discovering Revelation, I think it was day nine, okay? That was on July 27th, and today is August 10th. So that very night of that, I came up under persecution myself and my children, and, you know, it filtered over into our marriage. And God is so faithful, because the enemy had darts coming at us, beloved. Yet the Lord provided. He provided an escape. He provided a way out. You know, me being human, of course, I allowed the circumstances to get to me in an emotional way, and then you're feeling down. But, you know, my soul, beloved, was just crying out to the Lord to vindicate me. And, you know, the Lord does chasten those whom he loves. So throughout it too, you know, our mouths sometimes say things that we shouldn't say, or we may, you know, the Bible talk about when we see the Lord vindicating us or repaying someone, we shouldn't laugh, because he'll turn around and he'll relent, right? So I'm just seeing the Lord, beloved, just work on myself, on my spouse, on your children, on the people around us, and he's removing people. I mean, beloved, God is a God who hears us. He's a God who sees us. He's a God who answers our prayers. So let us come to him this morning, beloved. Let us come to him knowing that, beloved, that he does hear and he does care and he does want to give us the desires of our heart. So if there is any desire on your heart this morning as we're reading and praying, it is my sincere prayer that the Lord will hear your prayer this morning. He's a God who heals our sicknesses. He's a God who heals our diseases. He's a God who blesses us financially. And I know this to be true because I was praying for another business opportunity, and a business came across my desk, and I got started right away, and we invested in that business. And I started growing patient and everything. But, you know, I heard to be still. And my trust is not in man. It is in Creator. And We start another traditional business here. We're in the testing phase, myself and my husband, and I do the marketing, the advertising, and I said to the kids, I say, agree in prayer with mommy that, you know, the Lord will bless her business, and we will get the clientele, right, beloved? And I'm telling you, God is an on-time God. And, beloved, we are supposed to share the good deeds of the Lord. So I'm in no way, like, showing off this morning. But I will brag on the Lord because I know where we were. And I know where he has brought us from. And a lot of it is mostly spiritual, beloved. Okay? So, Father, I just want to thank you for those that are listening, that you're making a way for them where there seems to be no way, that you are providing for them, Lord God, miraculously, supernaturally, Lord God, that you are vindicating the wrongs that have been done unto them, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, and we praise your name this morning. And we say, come, Lord Jesus. And Father, you know my heart, you know my mind, you know everything about me, everything that is not of you. Remove it so far from me. Remove it so far from us, I pray, Lord God. And in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. And I praise your name, for your name is worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. And we praise your name. So, discovering Revelation, we're looking at Revelation chapter 9, and we're going to be looking at the fifth and sixth woes, because in Revelation chapter 8, we went up from 1 through 4. I encourage you to listen to that prayer that I did on chapter 8, where there was silence in heaven. So, this morning it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, worship his holy name. Heavenly Father, I praise your name. I lift your awesome, magnificent name this morning on high, and I say, worthy are you, Lord, and worthy to be praised. Beloved, where have the Lord brought you from? What has he done for you lately? Know that whatever he's done on behalf of us, it is truly worthy of our praise. And we praise your name, O Lord. We praise your name, Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, as we pray to you this morning, I pray our hearts will be free of guile, free of malice, free of selfishness, self-centeredness, every wicked way that is not of you. Remove it so far from us, I pray, dear Lord. Beloved, today we will prayerfully read Revelation 9, 1 through 21. Beloved, it is a sad ending for those who choose to hold on to sin. Have mercy on us, dear Lord, is my prayer. Beloved, as we read, as we prayerfully pray and read, I pray that the Holy Spirit will just convict our hearts of where we are and where we need to be. And if while we're reading and praying, beloved, you hear the Lord calling you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come, beloved, come, beloved, come. The world is not going to be able to save us. Only one who saves us is Jesus Christ. And he calls us to be separated from the world. Beloved, let us not be deceived. We will have life, and we will have it more abundantly, beloved, when we choose Christ, when we choose to follow Messiah. Beloved, he loves you so much, and he's faithful, and he's just to forgive us and to cleanse us of any and all unrighteousness, any wrong, any sin, any thought that goes against the knowledge of God. He's willing to forgive us. He's willing to cleanse us. He's willing, beloved, go before me. Go before us, I pray, Lord God. Morning. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. So, beloved, again, it is day. Let me make sure. We're doing Discovering Revelation, and it's chapter 9. The fifth and the sixth woes. And let me make sure of the day that I'm on. I know I did say day 10. I just want to make sure I'm correct. Bless the Lord, my soul, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. We worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may come and whatever lies before you, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Jesus, I worship your holy name. Yes, Lord, I worship your holy name. Beloved, there is a song for everything. And the Lord loves when we worship, and he loves when we praise him. And that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, by Matt Redman, just a simple YouTube search. And there's another song that we've been singing. It's a Jamaican song, and it says, on a one prayer me pray. And we've been playing that song, beloved, and it's truly been uplifting. You know, it's saying we pray in the night and we pray in the day. We can't cease praying, and you know that as a believer. So, Father, I just want to thank you, and we're on day 11, beloved, and it's a 22-day journey. Revelation has 22 chapters, and it's my sincere prayer, Lord, that you cover us under your blood, that you cover us from the attacks of the enemy. We know you'll attack, Lord, but we pray that you'll just break every chain right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and cover us under the blood of the Lamb, the Holy Lamb of God, the one who was found worthy to open up the scroll of the seven seals, Lord God. And this is what had caused silence in heaven, beloved. And we're going to be looking at the fifth and sixth woes from those seals that are, you know, that were being opened in John's vision. So, beloved, let's not take this lightly, but let us come to the Lord knowing, beloved, that he is a rewarder of those who love him. He's a rewarder of those who follow after his son. He's a rewarder of those who share his testimony with others. And know that he also rewards sin, beloved. And as we discover, we're going to see that Sin has no place in the New Jerusalem. Sin has no place in the New Heaven and the New Earth that is going to be established here in the future. And we want to teach our kids this. A lot of people will say, oh, I've been hearing about the end never coming, the end. Beloved, we are to be watchful and we are to pray. That's what we're reminded to do, because the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come upon us like a thief in the night. And we want to make sure not only are we ready, but our household, beloved, is ready, and that we have shared the good news with those whom the Lord has appointed us to share the good news with. So, Father, thank you once more. I praise your name. I glorify your name, because your name is worthy. Your name is awesome. And I just want to also say, if you're listening on the internet and you would like to speak with me or whatever I'm discussing this morning, and you want to elaborate or share or give a testimony or just praise the Lord, know that you can call in via your telephone by dialing error code 845-241-9993. Again, that's 845-241-9993. And you'll be able to speak with me, the host, by pressing 1 to be placed in the queue. And when I see you, I will unmute you and you'll be able to speak and share as you so desire. So, again, we're going to go into discovering Revelation. And we are on day 11. And we're going to be looking at chapter 9. So grab your Bibles. And if you don't have your Bibles, you could go online. My favorite is BibleGateway.com. And you could pull up Revelation chapter 9 there also. And I encourage you to listen to Revelation. You could put that on. You could put that on the audio portion, and it's great to fall asleep listening to that. So, again, this is your host, Rose Dallas, and I must say I consider myself to be more than a conqueror. I consider you to be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And I encourage you, the encouragement that no matter what, no matter what the situation may look like, no matter what it may seem like, I need for you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to speak to that mountain and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, be removed. So thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. And I praise you and I glorify your name. So we're going to be looking right now at Revelation 9, 1 through 2. Father, may your Holy Spirit be the voice that speaks through me. May we hear what you're saying, Lord God. May we hear what you're saying. We love you, Lord. We pray for forgiveness of sins. We pray for mercy, Lord. We pray for grace. We pray for long suffering. We pray to have the fruits of the Spirit, that we may be kind to others, even those that hurt us, even those who mean us wrong. Father, you know all things. So search our hearts this morning, and we leave behind everything that's displeasing to you. And create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. So Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 through 2, begins by saying, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. Beloved, these are some scary things, man. These are some scary things. And this is why I say, have mercy, O Lord, because we do want to be on this side here. You know, this is the side we want to be on. We don't want to be found on the enemy's side. And, you know, so many of us choose that side, and this is why it's important for us to discover prayerfully what the word of the Lord is saying to us. And it says, and out of the smoke, locusts came down on the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. So if you remember, beloved, in chapter 8, the people had received the seal of God on their foreheads. Okay? And you're seeing here that the people that will not be harmed, beloved, are the ones that have the seal of the Almighty God on them. And I don't think this is going to be a visible seal that you and I could see. I believe it's going to be a spiritual seal, okay? And these locusts here, they're like scorpions. Can you imagine? And they were not allowed to harm the grass or the earth or any plant or tree, right? They were only allowed to harm the ones who did not have God's seal. They were not allowed to kill them, okay? They weren't allowed to kill the ones who didn't have God's seal, but they were allowed to torture them for 5 months. I mean, I can't even stand to see a lizard running on the ground here in Florida sometimes. We have so many different crawly creatures and bugs and insects. And I mean, I appreciate God's creation, but crawly things just kind of freak me out. And forget about the kids, you know. The babies, my 3-year-old just won't go in the direction of a centipede, but or maybe that's what they're even calling it. But the point I'm making is a scorpion, like a locust, like a scorpion. And we know locusts, beloved, they are destroyers, okay? So it says they were not allowed to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes. And during those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. Can you imagine? So do you see how God holds life and death in his hands? Do you realize that the enemy really has no power, but the power that we give him, that we can stomp on him, that we could say, get thee behind me, and he has no power but what the Lord allots, because these people want to die. They're being stung by these locusts like that, and the sting is like a scorpion. They want to die. Can you imagine being in a position you no longer want to live, but you want to die, and death has escaped you? Death is not available? Oh, wow. I would rather, beloved, have the seal of the Almighty God on my forehead. Again, beloved, you're listening to Rose Ballas Praise. This is your host, Rose Ballas, live here on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're on day 11 of discovering Revelation. And we are looking at the fifth and sixth woes here. So it is my sincere prayer that you do listen to the rest of the show. I do believe in the awesome power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of the Almighty God. And I believe in the Creator God, as in Genesis chapter 1, that says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. the sea and everything that is in them. So it is my sincere prayer that you will be blessed. If you have a prayer request, know that you could send that in, or you could always message me on Facebook, and we will agree in prayer together. And as a matter of fact, I pray for everyone who's listening and will listen this morning, Lord. Pray that your will be done. I pray that you will make a way in their lives. I pray that they will repent of any known sin, anything that you reveal to them, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will come boldly to the throne of grace where they may find grace to help them and strength to help them in their time of need. So go to Revelation chapter 9, beloved. That's where I'm at. And I'm looking right now at verses 7 through 12. And it says, the locusts look like horses prepared for battle. Okay, that's their appearance. On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. And this is their appearance. And their hair was like women's hair, and the teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. So look at that. They looked like horses that were prepared for battle. Okay. They had what appeared to be crowns of gold on their heads. And they resembled humans, right? Their hair was like women's hair. And their teeth were like lion's teeth. You know, these appearances here that John C. would cause any human person to faint. They had breastplate, like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails with stingers, pins, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollyon, that is destroyer. And the first woe is past. Two other woes are yet to come. So, beloved, these creatures, I will call them, they did not look like anything that we've seen with our human eyes. Be they physical or spiritual, beloved, there is such a time that is coming, and we want to make our calling and election sure. We want to make sure that we are on the side, beloved, where we will not experience this attack, these 5 months of torment. And this is really what the cry of my heart is to call you to come. It's to call you to come, beloved. So we know that they're considered to be destroyers. Okay, that's who they are. And it says now, the sixth angel. And we'll see the sixth angel is in Revelation 9, verse 13 through 16. And it says, the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God. It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of the mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard their number. And, beloved, This is some pretty serious stuff. We have to pause for a minute, beloved, and we really have to let these things that are being foretold sink in, because it is not a laughing matter. Just as in the days of Noah, the Bible says, so shall it be in the end times. Okay, people drinking and people laughing, beloved, and you know, doing the things that they want to do. But beloved, know beyond the shadow of a doubt that these things are not, beloved, a laughing matter. They're not a laughing matter, beloved. They're not a laughing matter. How can we laugh at such things? How can we laugh at love then? How can we live life fulfilling the lust of the flesh now, knowing the consequence there is later on, and knowing that the way we live, we're training the kids to live that way? How can we do that, beloved? We have to give account of the things that we do in the flesh. So forgive us, Father God, I pray. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our wrongdoing. Forgive us, I pray, Lord God. Have mercy upon us, dear Lord. Have mercy upon us. I praise you. I praise your name. I say, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. So, beloved, we see here that, you know, once the four angels were bound at the great river Euphrates, released, that they were kept ready for this, the hour, the day and the month and the year that they were released to kill a third of mankind. And, beloved, it's not a laughing matter. It's not a I will get there tomorrow matter. Salvation is today. We're encouraged that if we hear the voice of the Lord today, that we should not harden our hearts, beloved. But we should humble ourselves and we should pray and we should seek the Lord and we should turn from our wicked ways. And he will hear us, beloved. And that's the beautiful thing about our Lord and Savior. He will hear us and he will heal our land. He will also forgive our sins. So Revelation 9, verse 17 through 19 says, the horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injury. Oh, mercy, Lord, mercy. That's the word that came to mind. I'm going to read that again. It says, the horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. This is the sixth one now. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. So a third of mankind were killed when the four angels back in the verses that we just read, right? Back in verse 13 through 16, they were released to kill a third of mankind before angels, right? Beloved, what must we say to you this day, beloved? Beloved, let's not wait to see these things happen, because by then, you know, you wouldn't have had this deal. You would have been going through these plagues here. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails. The tails were like snakes having heads with which they inflict injury. Wow. These are the words of the Lord. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk. Let's just pause right there for a moment, beloved. So all these woes, all these plagues are going on. And it says the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. Reminds me of when Israel was in Egypt and Pharaoh, he saw each plague, but he still would not let the children of Israel go. And here we see, you know, these people that were not killed by the plagues that took place, they still did not repent. They didn't turn away from idolatry. They didn't turn away from worshiping demons. They didn't turn away from the sin that separated them from God. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their theft. That is some serious stuff, beloved. Beloved, let our prayer be, let this not be us or any other generation. And this is why, beloved, we're encouraged to share the love of God. We're encouraged to share the gospel. We're encouraged to share the love of Jesus with others. We're encouraged to let people know that there is not many ways to heaven. There's not many ways to a relationship with the Father. There's only one way, and it's a narrow way. And the Bible says only a few are going on that way. The majority, beloved, is going on the broad way. And it's my prayer this morning, Lord God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you, Lord God, will bring us on that narrow path. For those of us that have fell away, that you will bring us back on that narrow path. Father, I do not believe religion can save us. I truly believe it's a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, that can save us. I believe it's a relationship with you that can save us. It's confession and repenting and turning away from our wicked ways so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. But you know, beloved, the Lord loves us so much. He loves us with an unconditional love. And we didn't love him first. He first loved us. So my cry this morning, Father God, is have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. My cries, this prayer goes out. Go out there, Lord God. And that lives will be drawn to your Son, Jesus Christ. That we will live our lives in such a way that people would be able to know that we are of you and not mere lip service. Because it's not your desire that we should die. It's not your desire that we should perish. It's not your desire, Father God. But I know so many are blinded. They're blinded, Lord, just as I was blinded. And at times could be blinded, but I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that take away the scales from our eyes. Beloved, what are you doing? Are you minding the time? Because it's high time to awake out of slumber. Beloved, come just as you are. Beloved, give everything to Jesus. Give everything to God the Father, because He will make a way. He will make all things new. And we're going to see that as we continue discovering Revelation and praying together and praying one for another. We're going to see that Jehovah, we're going to see that the Lamb, the Holy Lamb of God, that they're making everything new. They're preparing a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem, beloved. Beloved, my encouragement to you today, power of the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God, is not to wait to see these things manifest, but make your calling and your election sure today. Say, yes, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my home. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and my Savior. And beloved, I encourage you to get a Bible, and if you're not able to purchase a Bible and you would like a Bible, write into the radio show. I would love to give away Bibles, beloved. And this desire, you know, when I was a preteen or early teen, that's when I first discovered and learned of the love of Jesus Christ and how He died for me. I've never heard Jesus preach like that before. We went to a Seventh-day Adventist, we call them Crusade. Here they say revival in the island of Jamaica. And I remember my stepmom, time she won a Bible. I never forgot that, because that's the time I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And I wanted to be baptized, but I was denied that baptism, okay? And as a parent, beloved, your young child may want to be baptized. Do not take that away from them, okay? Know that when they get baptized, they're not walking on their own. They have the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God living on the inside of them. And we as parents are called to encourage the children in the way of the Lord. So let's not be worried that they are going to mess up or backslide. We don't know what the opposite of them not becoming baptized as a child is going to bring. So I commend you, young men and young women that wants to give your life to the Lord at a youthful age. So this is why I will give away Bibles. If you're in need of a Bible, you could also go online to Bible Gateway, and you could listen to the audio Bible also. So, beloved, just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're loved today. Just know that, just like I've been through the storm, and there's many going through the storm right now, that you can overcome. Prayer for my sister in Christ, who was on the radio show with me, Merlene, daughter of a King Jacobs. I pray a special prayer and a special blessing over her and her family, that God's will always be done, and that they be covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord God, for the word in Revelation chapter 9. It's a very hard word, but there is still hope. There is still hope, because we know, because of reading this word this morning, that those who have the seal of the Almighty God will not experience the torture and the torment that came from the scorpions, that they will not be destroyed in the one-third of the destruction of the earth. So, beloved, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ about you. You will give your heart, that you will surrender. The song says, I surrender all unto thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. So give your all to Jesus today. Give your all to Jesus. He loves you. He cares for you. He knows you. He knows where you are. He knows where you'll be. He already knows everything about us. So let us come, beloved. And again, this is your host, Rose Dallas, on Rose Dallas Praise on Blog Talk Radio. You could send me a message here on the Blog Talk Radio station. You could always add me as a friend on Facebook, and we could follow up there. And you could also send a message here on Blog Talk Radio. But whatever you do today, beloved, go in the peace that passeth all understanding. And that is the peace of none other but our Lord and Savior and our soon coming King, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Go before us this day, Lord God, and baptize us anew by the awesome, precious power of your Holy Spirit. So, Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for your word. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness. And I pray that you'll go before us, that you'll make every crooked way straight. And, Lord, that you'll cover your children under the blood of the Lamb that was slain. We love you, Lord. And whatever you have planned for us today, may we walk boldly in it, Lord God. And remember those that are without, those that are shut in, those that are in the prisons, Father God. And, you know, those that are even on death row, Father God. And just remember those that are on the sea. Protect them, Lord God. From piracy, remember those that are traveling. And Lord, just bless each and every one, Lord, in their going out, in their coming in. And we pray for forgiveness of sins. Lord, we can never stop praying to have mercy upon us and to cleanse us and to wash us from every unrighteous way. So go before us now, Lord. We praise you, we thank you, and we glorify your name. And remember each and every household this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Go with God, beloved. We love you dearly, and the Blessed Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love you dearly. You have a blessed, peaceful, and wonderful day, and I look forward to hearing from you here in the near future. Be blessed. This is Rose Dallas with Rose Dallas on Blog Talk Radio, and I say peace.